All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, come with me into the Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, hey, there's the fart owl, the Hooter Tooter, my favorite novelty owl.
Oh man, out of so many wonderful novelty owls. Yeah, no, we're here. I just you know me. I have a love for ribald novelties and pranks.
You're like the Jared Leto Joker of podcasting.
Yeah, you never know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah, you literally think crime is a joke.
Yeah. I'm broken, Gary. Yeah. No, but here we are. I'm going to walk past this over the hill merchandise. You know,
okay.
Just people are going to die soon because they're 40.
God, there's a lot of stuff here about their dicks.
Yep.
So
many.
Not like this.
This is a poster that says 2468, look at us and masturbate. And look, there are that's cheerleaders. Huh.
Okay.
Huh. No, but back here to the novelty lighting section.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's get this over with. I hate Spencer's so much.
Yep. And so we're gonna go here past this Jacob's ladder, past this depiction of a penis with a Jacob's ladder piercing. Don't Google image that. And then here's the little shock ball. And yes, here is finally a lava lamp.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I used to have one of these.
Yeah. But this one's been off for a while, so I'm going to turn it on, and we're going to see if we can get this to loosen up, and maybe, just maybe, it's going to show us what we're going to be recording next.
What a weird aspect of the lava lamp lifestyle.
Yes.
You know how you like have to, you know, I'm maybe going to want to have a lava lamp going in about a half hour.
Right.
So let's prep for that. It's like you treat firing up your lava lamp like baking a potato. Like you just have to have like a wide turning radius in front of your lamp enjoyment.
Yeah, you know, it's a cruise ship, not a speedboat, a lava lamp.
Yeah, but very, very weird.
Yep. but nobody's ever fucked on a speedboat. Actually, no, well, lots of people have, and they're the best kind of people.
Yeah, and no one has fucked on a lava lamp.
Right. Somebody's been fucked with a lava lamp. I'm almost...
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. They're shaped. I mean, it's got the tapered edge, Gary. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a doctor has pulled a lava lamp out of somebody's butt.
Yeah. No, it just reminds me, like, I, you know, just because I'm the person that I am, I will, like, read the manuals that come with sex toys, like fleshlights and stuff, because that kind of stuff is funny. You can just get PDF downloads. And specifically for the fleshlight, they recommend to get it to fuckable temperature and pliancy, that you that you submerge it in lightly simmering water. Or warm water on the stove for 15 minutes. And Gary, I don't know about you. I've never scheduled that activity 15 minutes out. It's kind of something that happens on the spur of the moment.
If I'm scheduling that with any amount of time out, something's like wrong. or I'm just like traveling. Like I've been like out and about and just been like, man.
Oh, this is the only time that I'm gonna have 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I need this time, and it's like it's gonna make me feel better. I'm gonna watch Panic Room on the in the hotel TV. It's gonna be nice. Yeah. Oh, have you so let's check our lava lamp, because that's probably about long enough for it to warm up.
Yeah. Okay, well let's see here. Oh, there's something kind of coming out of the weird goo at the center. It's like a weird cartridge. Is that rocket slime?
Oh,
no,
too big,
it's not.
For that.
Wait a minute. No, it's the ooze.
I like this game. I think the use is pretty good.
Okay, I want you to make your case for me.
Make my ooze case.
Let's go on an ooze cruise.
I am Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yeah, and this week we are talking about the ooze, not the secret of the ooze, not the Power Rangers movie starring Ivan Ooze, but the ooze, which is an incredibly late era Sega game.
Made by Sonic Team.
Yeah, or it's like by Sonic Technical Studios, like it was the Technical Institute of Sonic, SIT. Mm-hmm.
That's like the DeVry of Sonic Team.
Yep.
When you click on Sonic Technical Institute, it just brings you to Sonic Team.
Hmm. Yeah, it was. I think that specifically this was the like either the same team or a number of the same people that did Sonic Spinball.
Mm.
And this was initially supposed to be tied to the illustrious launch of the Sega Nomad.
Oh, okay. That thing. Those things are expensive now.
Yes, they are. Probably because all the batteries have to go into them.
It's because you had to get one of them to play the ooze properly.
Mm, yeah.
That's proper resolution. resolution. So the ooze is like this B-movie kind of like it reminds me of Swamp Thing.
Yeah. It's like it's kind of got like a Toxic Avenger. It has a Toxic Adventure kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, it's kind of got a Toxic Adventure vibe.
I'm pretty sure at some point.
Like a Netflix tag.
Yes, a Toxic Adventure.
Yeah.
But like a Swamp Thing kind of thing. It's like a real B movie. In fact, like when I was looking at stills of this, it kind of reminded me of Zombies Get My Neighbors in appearance a little bit.
Yeah, it's not dissimilar from that. It's not as good as that.
Right.
But the cool, so you're a scientist, you get turned into an ooze.
You're a nerd, you've been developing a plague for a corporation. Late at night, you go in and you find out about your ridiculous mafia boss's plan to deploy the plague across the world.
Mm-hmm. And then because it benefits the mafia to literally have a mass extinction event.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, the mafia had released Captain Trips.
Yep.
Oh no, this guy's Randall Flagg. And then they inject you with your own stuff, and then a ninja flushes you down the toilet, which is definitely the image for this post.
Yes, you definitely get flushed down a toilet bodily. But however, you come back as the ooze, which is literally like a pile of slime that you control as in this game.
Yeah.
You start off like crawling your way out of the dump, and you're just kind of making your way back through your lab to the gangsters to get ooze revenge. The reason why I think this is cool, other than just the fact that it's pretty novel, is how weird it is that you like flow around stuff.
Oh yeah,
I find that pretty impressive. And the way you attack, where you kind of send out little feeler oozes,
mm-hmm.
and it can flow around things as well. Like I thought it was going to not work as well as it did,
mm-hmm.
but I ended up really enjoying like sending out like my ooze punches, and then you kill things and they produce more ooze, which adds to your like volume.
Right. So you're kind of, you control like the ooze skull that's at the center of this.
Yes.
And like there's a puddle, there's a trouble puddle around you that will kind of like deform. It kind of keeps a static like volume of squares. And when you get attacked, your volume goes down, and then you die either when your head gets hit or when you kind of run out of ooze around you. But as you kind of squeeze around stuff, you just kind of like slim down and lengthen out. Like this feels entirely like somebody's tech demo for how to do mm-hmm. that kind of stuff on the fly.
It's not like, it's like a 2D version of the Gish, which is an early Edmund McMillan game.
Right.
That he did. But yeah, like, and then you send out, like I said, you send out your little goof fist. you also have a loogie that you can spit that's called the lethal loogie.
Of course.
Giving you a little Boogerman DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't use that nearly as much as just the punch attack.
Well, no, because the loogie had a little bit more range to it. As mm-hmm. kind of like a consistent kind of thing. However, that actually uses up your slime. Like if you do that too much without actually killing and replenishing, then you will, you'll die.
It reminds me a little bit of like the way you're gathering up this ectoplasm that forms yourself is a little bit like Poltergeist-y.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Or like the sections where Poltergeist goes to hell and has to like collect ooze from monsters.
Oh, yeah.
To reestablish himself. It's a little mm-hmm. bit like that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of an overhead action kind of puzzle game. Like you end up hitting a lot of switches and stuff, kind of Doom style or Commander Keen style to like move into different areas.
Yeah. Blowing up like nuclear barrels and stuff to proceed through. I wish mm-hmm. that it was a little bit easier to determine what was what. I never really got mm-hmm. a sense for what was a switch or anything else like that. It kind of felt like there's just a little bit more like fiddliness to it than I would have liked. And also there's like a grappling kind of thing to it where if you like latch onto a post, you'll like go around it, but that never seemed entirely useful to me.
It's not useful early on. I think that is useful later when you have to do some like weird kind of platforming.
Yeah.
You get power-ups as well that change the color of your ooze and give you different ooze abilities, including a yellow one that gives you sunglasses.
Yep, it gives you it gives you sunglasses. It turns your guy yellow and you move faster, which leads me to believe that you are a yellow liquid that is less viscous than the goose. Gary, this is the only game where you can turn into pee like Alucard turns into mist.
Like a sentient urine. Like, how can I not like a game where you get to play as a sentient urine? There's literally nothing about that that, like, I can't get into. I don't know. It's like, it's not, it doesn't play, I didn't beat the ooze, but I didn't find it, like, a war crime either to control. Like, I had fun with it. I stopped because I had to record. I didn't stop because I was bored or died too often.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a little bit of a Katamari kind of thing to it too. You never really lose speed. However, I found that as I got bigger, I was more vulnerable. And also it was kind of hard to tell where my guy was in the center of it because you're not always like at the very middle of the, of the mass that you're pushing forward.
Yeah. Your hitbox is not just any part of your ooze, except for like the weird laser attacks that just like burn across.
Yeah. Like sear it off. Yeah.
Yeah. And we can see it. And then you just find some spare ooze, which you add on to the collective. I don't know. I like the tone. I like the way that you're playing a monster that would be the villain of like a sci-fi movie.
Oh yeah.
Like you actually play as the ooze as opposed to, you know, play as the teens who are trying to escape the ooze, like a shitty cinemaware game from the 90s, you know?
Oh yeah.
I'm into the ooze.
Yeah. I mean,
the secret of this.
I wasn't as into it as you were. I kind of like it ran out of steam for me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like after the, I just kind of petered out in the second part of the dump, mm-hmm. Just cause I couldn't figure out how to proceed. Are there bosses and stuff?
I didn't get to one. I got to the third level, which is like a lab.
Okay.
And the lab has a gimmick where you transport around it through toilets.
Oh,
that are the least logical toilet placement. Like there are so many toilets. Sometimes there's just two toilets next to each other in the hallway. Like it's at least just so many toilets you flush yourself down in this game.
Wait, Gary, you ever tried carrying a toilet up a flight of stairs?
There better be two. It is really weird. I didn't get further than that, so I don't know if there is a boss.
Okay.
I imagine there's at the very least an end boss.
There definitely is. You end up fighting the mob caricature at the end, and he's kind of like in a Hitler robo suit.
That's so good. I have to fight Robo Mobster.
And
oh, he has an ooze that's on his side.
Yep.
They're weaponizing the ooze against you.
Oh yeah. No, I mean they've been watching you. They've been learning. They've been counting your sins. You know, like right before that level, that actually like tells you exactly how many people you killed.
Did you see the end of this where they actually they put the ooze in a lava lamp?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrifying image.
Well yeah, also if you die, he puts you in the lava lamp. That's okay. Your game over screen. Like
I quit before I died enough times to have a game over.
Yeah.
I one quartered this.
But no, like just that is some I have no mouth and I'm a scream level,
yeah,
like horror communicated by a single image. Like
what
him,
a profound act of emotional violence it would be to put somebody in a lava lamp.
Right. And then make it watch you jerk off.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And you could probably add that your bio ooze to that ooze. Like do you think the ooze has a choice as to what ooze it takes in, or is it all ooze must come? All ooze is welcome.
All come is ooze.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I figured that it was kind of a thing that by killing something with the ooze, you actually convert it into usable biomass.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we all have a little bit of ooze in us.
Yeah. And I think that that's the truth. Twas beauty killed the ooze.
Beauty and the ooze.
Yeah. Tale as old as time. if you collect all 50 of the DNA helixes, you actually and then there's a crit connection, you actually get the good ending, which is even though the mobster puts you in the lava lamp, you break out, and by getting all of those you get a human form, and so we see this kind of Terminator figure emerge from this puddle facing away, and he's cut. There's like a real case of man goo ass.
Oh wow, ooze gets ripped. Into that, man. I think that I like this because this guy's power set and everything appeals to me personally. I'm not saying I wouldn't turn down. I don't know whether I would turn down the opportunity to become the ooze.
Okay, like if somebody, so you would want to accept the offer of ooze. You wouldn't necessarily want this foisted upon you, like if a ninja flushed you down the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. If a ninja came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you want to get flushed down this toilet?" First, I would say, "What? That makes no sense." And then he'd pop in a cartridge of the ooze. We'd play it to completion, probably become friends. And then he would be like, "Oh, you know, do you want to become the ooze?" I'm not saying I would do it, but I'm not saying I wouldn't either.
Right. Let us see what our organization can offer you.
yeah, let me sleep on it. And then I'll decide whether to become an ooze or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's what Paradise by the Dashboard Lights was about.
Yeah, exactly. Paradise. And put up a parking lot. Yep. Parking lozenge.
Parking lozenge. Huh. Yeah, this was recommended by Nikolai, who says, great idea, painfully hard and boring after a few levels. What wasted ideas.
Yeah, that could bear out. Like, I didn't get far enough in it to get bored, but maybe that happens.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, an expanded verbs, that would really help. I'm kind of surprised there isn't, like, a 3D take on this specifically. Like, a monster version of the ooze. Like, Katamari, it's, you know, there's a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
There are games where you play, like, a slime monster that takes things into itself.
Mm-hmm. The Maw, I think, is one of those. The Maw is kind of like
that. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess the Maw is kind of like that. You are playing a villain in the Maw.
Yeah.
So.
So there's not really any game facts gold on this, and that's a bit of a shame. It's kind of one of those, man, there's something about like late era Sega that just causes crickets to come up. Like, I'm happy to know about this, but it's very much like a Poltergeist kind of situation with this. There's a topic on the board that says clue 2 for V Rally Citizens.
I saw that too.
So
that's real weird. 2009 as well. So relatively recent by GameFAQ standards.
Right. V Rally is a
PS1 racing game.
PS1 racing game. I want to go check out the V Rally board to see if like they're running some kind of weird ARG off of that, because if those are the citizens, then let's see. Yeah. No topics on the board.
No topics on the board.
Huh.
And I thought maybe we had nailed down the Pacific Rim 3 ARG. No dice. This person who posted that, like, clue 2 for V Rally Citizens, says, is this home? Nah. I don't really know what that means either.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Let me see here. On the V Rally 3 board, there's somebody giving pro tips for the GameFAQs CMS, how to have a same time post with yourself without hacking.
Okay.
So
clearly about jerking off. So yeah, you don't want to hack that.
Yeah. So you can have your sock puppet jerk you off.
Huh. Yeah.
And his tip is literally just open two tabs.
Okay. Good tip.
Very helpful. Thanks, buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of a shame we don't have too much. We don't have too much more to say about this.
Yeah, I don't. I liked it, but it doesn't mean that there was like that much to say other than that. Like, it's pretty fun to flow around and shoot your little ooze rocket around.
So it's a shame that we've already done the Captain Planet episode, because I can't remember if we've actually talked about, like, so this is part of a stripe of kind of, or it feels like media that was designed specifically to educate people about how good environmentalism is, right? Like, this at least feels informed by toxic waste dumps bad, as though that was a revelation, right?
Yeah, I mean, it does, like, visually, but narratively it's about a virus,
right,
kind of thing. It's more about bioweapons and stuff. It's pretty confused, and the fact that you play the main character is this ooze, it feels like it's kind of just post that. You know, and it being such a late game, like, it feels a little bit like it's after the Eco Warriors, you know, the McDonald Land and Eco Trust or whatever that game is called.
Yeah. Well, no. So maybe this game has more of a moral message about individuality. You know, the scientist, he was himself, right? But he was a nerd. And I think that he was trying to exercise some kind of power. And through this, he transformed into something that is undeniably cool. I mean, he's an ooze skull with that turns into piss with sunglasses, right? I think the message is that in order to be something other than yourself, you're going to have to lose yourself, you know?
Yeah, I would buy it.
Yeah.
Every time I try to put sunglasses on my piss, it doesn't work.
No, it just kind of floats there.
You can put sunglasses on your dick and take a piss.
Right, that's a fun vine, but...
Yeah, that's a cool thing you can do if you want to feel cool around the bathroom. you just snip that on, and then if you want to do like an anachronistic thing, you can put one of those like pince-nez things, or whatever those things are called.
Oh, yeah, the pince-nez, like the Matrix glasses, right?
Yeah, you put a little Matrix glasses, and you put some like steampunk goggles on. You can do a lot of like active urine cosplay.
Oh yeah,
but not very much urine the noun cosplay.
Right, right. It's urination cosplay, not urine cosplay. I think
exactly.
I think that at that point you just have to like piss into some kind of vessel that will give it some kind of shape and form, if not necessarily function, and then you just kind of do your arts and crafts on that,
like freeze it into a cartoon panda or something like that.
Right, right. Yeah. Or you know, just Gary, I'm selling home piss Christ kits.
Yeah, okay. So you pee into a mold. That sounds like bad edgy art from like 1979.
Wait, you know about piss like Christ, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a similar thing, but the mold version of it sounds. That's why it sounds like that.
Okay.
You're peeing into a frozen mold.
Yeah.
You do that. Does urine freeze? It has to, right?
I think it might separate before it freezes, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've never seen a piss sickle in the wild.
Seems useful, but I don't know why. I'm going to use that knowledge in a survival situation, and I'm not sure how bad things have to get before I try to separate urine.
Nella, wait a minute. How cold? So there's a Quora post about how cold does it need to be before urine freezes, before it hits the ground. Again, I assume forming some kind of piss sickle. It does freeze, usually freezes between -1 and 2 degrees Celsius, again, because the additives lower the freezing point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it does. There's no reason it wouldn't. Weird. Hmm. I forget where we were going with this.
No, let's stay on this.
Yeah.
The freezing before it hits the ground is an important part of that question.
Right.
Because I think that's like an urban legend, something like in Antarctica, when you take a urination, it just kind of like just goes, you know, it just becomes this sickle that maybe is possibly still inside your dick when it's frozen.
Right, right. We call that
fear.
Yeah, we call that the Antarctic sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And not the one that's the bay where
the inlet, yeah.
Maybe it would turn to steam. Like, you ever see those things where people throw the cup of hot water out and it just turns into snow?
Yeah, that's almost certainly a prank, because most of the ones that I've seen of that are people scalding themselves by throwing it directly up as opposed to throwing it out a high window. And when I tried doing that once out of a fifth floor window, the scalding hot water just hit the sidewalk, which means if somebody was smoking down there, I would have really,
you would have been their origin story. I feel like I've seen videos of it where it's legit, but I don't know. Like the whole idea of, I'm not good at spotting digital fakes of things.
All right.
And it's not interesting to me to do so. So I don't spend a lot of time like analyzing things like that, because yeah, I just, you know, it's not important. Yeah. But yeah, I wonder if that's, yeah. I mean, I would like to go do a bunch of bodily functions in hostile environments.
You know? For like a coffee table book.
Yeah, like just tour the universe, and just like, this is what it's like to pee and poo poo and masturbate at the bottom of the sea. This is what it's like to pee and poo poo and masturbate in space. This is what it's like to pee, poo poo, and masturbate in Antarctica.
Please stop saying pee, poo poo, and masturbate, because I keep assuming you're doing all of that in the same order. Like, you're giving yourself some kind of auto Blumpkin.
It probably would be in the same order, but they'd be unrelated acts, I assure you.
Okay, so like separated by time.
Yeah, you know, just like just to keep the same structure, but like go to the bottom of the sea, go to the Sahara. You know, like, what's different about this? I'm interested.
Like, experientially or physically, will the pressure differential at the bottom of the sea cause some kind of like adverse reaction?
Oh, both. Like, okay. The way, like, you know how you can have like super crazy good orgasms if you Michael Hutchins yourself, you give yourself a good new sensation by like choking yourself with a belt,
right?
Yeah. The what if that's like what it's like to jerk off in like a diving bell at the bottom of the sea? I guess the pressure is regulated, but like with the maximum amount of pressure, you're not going to get the bends. But you're like right there.
But Gary, what if I'm lazy and I just instead of masturbating in an aeroplane over the sea, I just masturbate too in an aeroplane over the sea? by Neutral Milk Hotel, emphasis on milk.
I can already tell you that's not special.
Oh,
like having an orgasm to that is not special in any way, Claire Perkovich.
Oh man, laser guided burn.
Yeah.
God, you can always tell the quality of a Google search result by when the Google autocomplete just taps out.
Yep.
It was like full page, full page, full page, nothing.
Nothing.
I'm climbing up. Because I just did a search for do astronauts masturbate in space? And officially no, unofficially yes. Source: former NASA contractor.
You had to go clear out the ducks. Like, Jesus Christ, guys! I know you're about to die, but.
But it's but again, it's kind of like the previous thing in Red Gravity, where we're talking about it's a closed system, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that would be the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you put it in like a bag.
Right.
You know, it'd go in like a little labeled bag that you would then put under your pillow and hope that it didn't float out at night. You can just like float into someone else's room. Yeah. It would if it was the ooze. Like, it would try to escape and then be like, well, shit.
Yeah, because you can't pin the ooze down.
No. No.
This is so dumb. This is a dumb show, Gary.
It would be terrifying if in space your come that you can tell that there's nothing to talk about the game, because this is such an old well.
Yep.
And here's when we first started this, when I liked the game, I thought, you know what? Somebody who suggested this, they wanted this because they love it when we talk about come. So they brought a game that's called The Ooze.
Right.
They think they're gonna get come chat. I played the game and I thought, no, I like this game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna talk about this game for a half hour because it's really good. Reality, talk about the game for about 6 minutes and then run out of stuff to say, and then I have to go back. So good, well played.
Yeah. thank you for leading us down a primrose path to this stale well.
Yeah. It is. I can't not be myself.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Yeah, there I am. Yeah, but I was thinking about if in space, how terrifying it would be if come separated.
Oh shit! Like
into like liquid, like you just have your liquid and stuff. But then there'd actually be little tiny microscopic like tadpoles everywhere that were free of their chains.
Oh, it just turned into like a spore cloud of solids.
Yeah,
yeah, separate of their medium.
Yeah,
But like you have to to take this up one level and make it less puerile. Like there has to have been some kind of research on this, because you know they just there was a like a Mars simulation thing where they locked a bunch of people in a lab underground in the desert here, like just this past week they let them out to test and see what different kind of crew makeups would interact like. You know, mm-hmm. like if there would be basically somebody like some fucking sadist at one of these space research organizations was like, I don't know, let's lock him down there and hope that it's not just blood and bones by the time we go down. Like it's just like, okay, let's literally do a setup to a horror movie. Why not?
Why not?
Yep. But they locked him down there just to see, like, okay, it takes 6 months to get to Mars. It takes 6 months to get back. So like, if we just send somebody out, like put them in the orbit of Mars or near enough and then send them back, like what's the bare minimum under these similar kind of things? Mm-hmm. There was, there were men and women, and I don't want to make this gross or whatever, but you have to assume that at some point that had entered the equation.
Absolutely.
Right? Because like, you know, if there is going to be any kind of long-term colonization effort, and this is not new thought, but I'm just getting on this here, like there has to be reams and reams, and I'm using that word very specifically, of paper here, of research to like corroborate exactly what happens. I would actually not be surprised if Russia didn't do this.
Yeah.
Like on the DL.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would be a fun job.
To fucking space or to be the person
person, but also just to like experiment.
Yeah. I mean, I want to get the live readout from the electrodes that are attached to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be awesome. The reason why it'd be so cool to be the test subject for this is because you would be like the ultimate like freak, you know, like somebody, you'd just be like, what do you, and you know, you'd be macking or about to have sex. And then the girl would say something like,
Yeah,
Mackin. The girl would say something like, hey, you know, why don't you tie me up? And you can be like, boring. You know, and then they would say like, oh, okay, are you vanilla? And I'm like, oh, sweet summer child. You do not know.
Or, so if you can't go into space, I imagine that person, the person who was calling this woman a sweet summer child, would have access to at least a vomit comet.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And in those 30 seconds, they're going to be so delightful that you are going to finish before you're slammed against the wall.
Yeah. Skyrockets in flight.
Yeah.
Afternoon delight. It's the old sailor's rhyme that that was started by Ziggy Starboston, who created the sex in space genre of sex.
And you know, it just eventually it has to go beyond a genre and actually becomes a medium, you know.
I think so too.
Yeah,
glad we're on the same page with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who suggested this?
Nikolai. Thank you, Nikolai.
Thank you, Nikolai. I appreciate it.
Yep.
If you like the show, the best way to support it is to go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Kick us a couple of bucks a month. It makes a big difference.
Yeah. Something new that just happened. We just opened up a new shirt store. You can buy them at any time. There are 25 designs out there right now. I'm looking at pictures of them in the wild right now.
Mm-hmm.
The test order was a was an Abject Suffering logo tee, and it's great. So go check that out. It's duckfeed.tv/shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is appreciated. Ratings and reviews on iTunes. Those are all really good as well. And as always with this show, you know, recommendations are really powerful because it is a weird show and not everybody's going to be into it.
Right.
So it is good to make that focused.
Yeah. So definitely call your shots on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So I think that's about it.
They don't have anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, who is whose dog?
Yeah, there we go. It
works. Yeah, he's in.
It's kind of an anagram.
Yeah, he's a Uzbekistan nationalist.
No, who is Uzdoj?
Okay,
there we go.
There we go.